did, before my time. I don't think I ever had one. They had an iron skillet with an iron top, and sometimes they would put the coals on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known my mother to wrap eggs in paper, wet the paper, and wrap mm-hmm. them up in that, and bring them up to the house. This would be in very, very cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
And put them in the ashes, hot ashes out in the hearth, and cook eggs that way, roast them. And when they get done, they'd pop. You could just hear them popping. And we cook sweet potatoes that way quite often.
Just by wrapping them in?
Mm-hmm, in wet paper, you know, and put that hot ashes over it. And they just pop when they get done.
Did this skillet you're talking about, did it have little legs on it?
Yes, it had legs that would hold it up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had that iron top that would fit down good.
Mm-hmm.
And you could put coals on top to brown you.
Mm-hmm.
Cook it on top that way. Now we'd do that just during very cold weather, and we didn't want to go down to the kitchen, you know, and didn't have a fireplace there. Just had a stove.
Uh-huh.
Well, after some time, the stove would warm up everything, but it took some time.
The thing that you use now to, say, to fry eggs in, it doesn't have legs on it. Would you still call that a skillet?
Yes.
Okay. What about the thing that you lay the wood across on in a fire?
Andirons.
Hmm?
Andirons.
Okay. Did you ever hear another name for those?
No.
Any sort of dog irons or fire dog?